As you head east on State Highway 37 from Highway 101 in Novato, much of the land in view up to the Petaluma River is either privately held or owned by the Novato Sanitary District. Hidden beyond the hills, though, just out of sight both to the north and south, are several wetland habitats that are protected, managed, and being restored by joint venture partners. In 2003, Bahia, 600 acres of mixed wetlands and associated uplands with rare blue oaks, was protected to the north. Also to the north, adjoining Atherton Avenue, lies Simmons Slough, a protected seasonal wetland. And to the south, 2,500 acres of protected land hugs the bay with two more large adjacent restoration sites, Hamilton and Belmarin Keys. Protecting these lands involves partners from many different organizations and agencies. Some offer technical expertise, while others specialize in the science needed to monitor the results and recommend management alternatives. All of the work, from the acquisition of land to its restoration and long-term management, comes with a big price tag. So where does the money come from? The sources vary, from grants and foundations to residents and neighboring communities, and sometimes the money comes from taxes. Maxine Spellman, a project manager for the California Coastal Conservancy, explains how money moves from taxpayers to the conservancy and ends up helping protect wetlands.
The Coastal Conservancy is a state agency, and we're often confused with the Coastal Commission, which is a regulatory agency. And the Coastal Conservancy came soon after the Coastal Commission in 1976. We give grants to local government entities and to other state agencies and to nonprofit organizations to do a wide array of projects, ranging from restoration, enhancement to public access and acquisition of open space and studies. We're mostly funded through bond acts that are passed by the people of California. Here's how the money flows. The people of California pass the bond acts, and the legislature follows up with that and decides each year how much money each agency should get according to the language of the legislation. And each year they decide how much should be dealt out to the agencies. And the conservancy gets a good chunk of that every year, as well as another separate chunk of money for the Bay Program. We also get funded by the general fund, just money that is part of the state budget that we get, as well as federal money. For example, to help the Sonoma Land Trust here along Highway 37, we got a grant from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. $500,000 came through the Conservancy to help purchase the property right here along Highway 37. The main point in terms of our giving priorities is, does it have regional significance? We will not fund pet park projects. We have to actually look at the regional significance, the urgency. Is it under threat of development? Is there something really solid that says that we're going to lose this if we don't buy it now? Our board hears each of these projects before we fund them in a public hearing. We have to communicate to our board how each project meets these criteria. I feel really great about this area because we have now like 20,000 acres that are protected from all these acquisitions and all these partners. That wouldn't have happened. You would probably see development instead on the north side of the highway at least. So it's wonderful that we've been able to protect this, and now groups are also working on the restoration of it all. So it's wonderful, and I think we're going to be helping with that as well.
As you approach the Petaluma River, it's interesting to note that this river is really a tidal channel providing bay access to the city of Petaluma. If you were to travel north along it, you soon would be surrounded by Petaluma Marsh, the largest pristine tidal marsh on the west coast of North America, encompassing some 4,000 acres. To get a better view of the marsh, you might consider heading north on the Lakeville Highway when you reach that intersection. Once you cross the Petaluma River, you'll see that the landscape opens up, and for about as far as the eye can see, encompassing about 4,000 acres of protected land, known as the Sonoma Baylands. To the south, at Port Sonoma, there's a place to park and walk along the Bay Trail. To the north, you'll see seasonal wetlands appearing as fields in the summer and wet after the rains of winter. John Brosnan, Baylands Project Manager for the Sonoma Land Trust, talks about this region and the values of restoring it.
Sonoma Baylands proper, the Sonoma Baylands Restoration Project, is this 300-acre marsh that we've restored. This is a former farm field that's been restored to tidal action. But Sonoma Baylands, more generally, is the region of southern Sonoma County, which is this historic tidal marsh where Sonoma County meets San Pablo Bay. Historically, there was tidal influence on the north side of Highway 37. The Baylands here provide a lot of opportunity to restore tidal marsh all the way up the Petaluma River. If you follow Lakeville Highway, almost all the way up to Petaluma, that whole corridor between the ridgelines is historic tidal marsh. And along the Petaluma River is, in fact, the largest intact, pristine tidal marsh on the West Coast.
I asked John to talk practically for a moment about the interaction between wetlands and storms and how it is that wetlands can play a role in flood control.
Storms come from the south in the wintertime, and if they can really whip up the tides and you've got a 9-foot tide, it's the choice between having that tide lap up against this levee, or do you want half a mile or a mile of tidal marsh to break that down, kind of damp out the effect as it comes in?
John told me that 85% of the North Bay's wetlands have been lost over the past 100 years, and we discussed many other benefits to restoring them, including public access and recreation.
Wherever we have the opportunity to engineer a restoration, we can also take that opportunity to incorporate elements like the Bay Trail and include the Bay Trail along the water's edge right here. And that also gives us an opportunity for environmental education opportunities and just getting young people out and showing them the project and talking about what used to be here, what's here now, and hopefully instilling in them some environmental ethic that they may take forward.